Today's date is February 16th of 2010. My name is John Erling, and Guy, if you will state your full name, please.
Guy William Logsdon.
Your date of birth?
May 31st, 1934.
And that makes you how old today?
I think I'm 75.
Right. We're recording this where?
In our home, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Where were you born?
I was born in Ada, Oklahoma, Pontotoc County, and I'm proud of it. I was the youngest of five. I had three older sisters and an older brother, so I was the youngest.
Your mother's name, maiden name?
Maddie Marsalis, but this was a strange situation. My mother was born in the Creek Nation, 1903, December 12th. They weren't sure if it was the 11th or the 12th, but they decided to use the 12th because that's the day her mother died. Her mother died giving birth to her, and she was given no name. But her mother's name was Mattie, so they started calling her Little Mattie. She grew up as Little Mattie, and Marsalis was her father's name. Her father was of Cherokee descent. And I've never learned, but I think her mother also was of Indian descent. Since she died giving birth, we know very little. But her mother's maiden name was Cherry. And I think there may be some Creek background there. But my mother grew up in the Creek Nation, and she thought when they had their ceremonials and all and would drink the purgative, which was to cleanse the body and all, and go out and throw up, she thought they were drinking alcohol. So she said, no, I don't want to be Creek. But her best friends growing up were Creek Indians in a little town called Yeager, Oklahoma, which is northeast of Holdenville. Her father's real name was Mothershed, but he was married. And in turn, that wife, the first wife, said, I wish I didn't have your name. And as he left, he said, I'll fix that. And so he changed and took his mother's maiden name, which was Marsalis, came into Indian territory because he was from Tennessee somewhere in one of the Cherokee areas, and he became Thomas Marsalis. In turn, my mother had no middle name. But there was a time in Indian Territory and early day Oklahoma when a school down in Sherman, Texas called Kid Key College for girls, it was a girls' boarding school. Many early day Indian families sent their daughters. People forget that the Indians were better educated than the whites in those days, in spite of what some may think. He wanted her to have a good education. So he went down to Sherman, Texas, and enrolled her. She wasn't 9 years old. He enrolled her. They said, well, you have to have a middle name. He said, and he got the thing. He said, Theresa. That was a name he liked. So my mother became Maddie Theresa Marsalis. He died shortly after. Her mother died giving birth, and her father died when she was nine. But she had a tremendous education due to her father.
When you say she grew up in the Creek Nation.
Yeah, Yeager, Oklahoma.
And that was the Creek Nation in that area.
Oh, yeah. Holdenville, all of that area was part of the Creek Nation. Like I say, she wrote many, many items and statements about her friendship. So it was not critical. She just thought they were drinking when they had their ceremonials.
Was she musical?
No. My mother was extremely well-read, and she wrote a lot. Before dying, she wrote three books of genealogical studies, and every book that she read, she wrote her comments in it. We had a tremendous library growing up. This was in Ada, surrounded by books, grew up reading. She was a scholarly lady and very religious Methodist. She was a leader in the Methodist church regions and loved research and writing.
That seed was planted, obviously, with you.
I think I was very fortunate in getting a little from each parent. My father was the musical one.
And your father's name?
Guy Logsdon. No middle name, because people from Texas, in those days, they only had the first name and the last name. Two aunts and two uncles from a family of 12 from Texas, they all wound up in Ada. I'm not sure why, but the only grandparent I had was my daddy's mother, my old grandma, we called her, and she was 75 years old when I was born. My daddy was one of 12 children. I've never identified which, but six of them died in childhood, none at birth. My grandparents buried six children. One daughter died on Christmas Eve. This was back when whooping cough and things went around. But then another one lived until he was in his 20s, I think. He was a younger one, died in 1922. And he died from appendicitis. They were operating on him, and he died. So my daddy and two sisters and two brothers were the only ones of 12. I didn't know it until later in life. My grandparents decided to make the Oklahoma land run. They loaded up a wagon and headed to make the run in 1889. But they got to Ardmore, and one of their young sons died. He's buried in Ardmore. And then they returned, went back to Texas. They didn't make the land run. They were unusual people. My grandfather was born in 1845. That's Grandfather Logsdon. His name was John Logsdon, which my brother, who's now deceased, was John Logsdon. And I had a cousin, John Logsdon. My grandfather was born in Indiana, and they moved to Texas in 1850. And he fought for Texas during the Civil War and was wounded, a teenager. My grandma was a Chapman. She was born in Denton County, Texas in 1861. She used to tell that since her name was Chapman, that Johnny Appleseed, Jonathan Chapman, better known as Johnny Appleseed, was a distant relative. I don't know if it's true or not, but that was her story. And I had the privilege of remembering things that she told me. She also said that Cynthia Ann Parker was a distant cousin. Cynthia Ann Parker was Quanah Parker's mother, the Comanche leader, Quanah Parker. So that means that Quanah Parker had a little Chapman blood, and I don't have any of that blood coming this way, but some of that blood may have gone his way. My daddy, I don't know why he was named Guy. He was born in 1893 in Tyra, Texas. My Uncle Claude, who was older than my daddy, his son was named Guy Connor Logsdon. I was the third, Guy William, and then there was a Guy Connor Jr., all in Ada now. Now there's a Trey, Guy Connor III, and I don't know what they would call it, a quad, Guy Connor quad, but anyway, the name has remained, and I'm proud of it.